When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
New York, let's get it. KM to AM, a five-hour sprint through calls and sports topics. We're watching the Mets, the Grimettes, continue to dominate. And we're talking about the Yankees as we await the big matchup between two of the best teams in baseball, two of the best teams in the division, two of the best teams in the league, whatever, however you want to call it. It'll be Albert Suarez versus Nestor Cortez tomorrow night, Tuesday, June 18th. It'll be Cade Povich versus the return of Garrett Cole on Wednesday night, and then Cole Irvin versus Luis Gil on Thursday, a three-game set here in Yankee Stadium, and it'll be hot, and there'll be no excuses. Show up if you can. The Orioles fans never rival us. We easily take over their building. There's never a threat of Baltimore Orioles fans taking over. It's just impossible. It's not going to ever happen. So, Yankee fans, show out to pick up Nestor, who pitches his best on that mound in Yankee Stadium, knowing there's pressure, knowing it's a big game, a big series. Garrett Cole, in his return, the guy has missed it. This guy is bigger baseball fan than you and I combined. He can't wait to get back. All the reports about him is he was skipping and glowing and so excited to return. And then Luis Gil, who's trying to follow up Garrett Cole and be the starting pitcher for the American League in the All-Star game on Thursday. I like our chances. 888-808-1019. Dominic in East Rochester on the Fan.
Keith McPherson, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. Blessed to get another five-hour opportunity to host on the Fan, you know?
Yeah, hopefully that guy won't call said that you should start working on your second child because your wife might hear it this time.
That was my guy, Gary. No, I told my wife because I was like, what were you listening to? Were you listening to Elmo stuff? Or she's like, no, she had her sister in the car. They were listening to players. They weren't listening to the Fan. They weren't listening to Elmo.
Get away from me.
Nah, no room. No room. I got to get a new place. We got to work on some things. My son is not even a baby anymore. He's a little monster. I was just talking to Marco about it because he had a kid like 2 months after me. So his son is, you know, like 2 months behind my son, and they, you know.
Yeah, you know, Keith, he's still the smallest person in the house. How can the smallest person be in charge?
He is because he's the craziest. He's by far the craziest. He can't regulate his emotions. He's loud. He freaks out.
Breaking news for both Mets and Yankee fans, Keith. Breaking news. Winning is more fun than losing.
Yeah. It's just fun. It's just, you know, losing's not fun at all. As David
sure
Peterson gives up
night.
A two-run bomb to Robbie Grossman, it's now 7-2 Grimettes over the Texas Rangers.
Keith, I got to tell you something. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What'd I do?
Get a bulldozer. No, get two bulldozers. No, call in the Army Corps of Engineers and knock down that old ballpark.
Oh, I can't stand Fenway, and I don't care if people, you love it if you go. Yeah, if I go, it's a cathedral, it's baseball history, that's good and all, but like, I'm not trying to go there. I don't enjoy watching games played there.
It's a kiddie park. It's a kiddie park. You know,
it's
everything
rinky
about
dink.
It.
I don't know. I like
even the wall, even the fence in right field. The fence is about
the pesky
feet
pole.
High.
It's just stupid. It's like in 2024, we have all this technology and all these other things. Like they, yeah, like you said, take a bulldozer to that place, knock it down, start over.
Yes, I told you, call in the Army Corps of Engineers. They'll have the thing gone in a day.
They're renovating. You know? They're trying to host the All-Star game in one of these next upcoming years. They want more people to come up there. They don't want the All-Star game there.
renovate. You know, how can you renovate that dump?
Yeah, they put some bowling alleys and some apartments around the place.
Yep.
Still be the same. And hey, the seats, I can't do it. The seats are so tight, I don't want to get a ticket to Fenway and have to sit next to random, Red Sox fans.
Nope. They got seats that face away from home plate.
Obstructed view for half off. No view for 70% off.
You got to be the only place that's got pillars anymore. Maybe Wrigley, but I doubt it. So, Keith, listen, we're going to disagree on something, which we don't do too often.
Okay.
I think Trevino got exposed last night.
They all did.
I do.
Yeah, they all did. He did. They weren't ready.
Yeah.
They had nothing for it. They had no answer for it. I think it's a combination of him and obviously Stroman on the mound, and then even some of the relief pitchers, they had no game plan for it. If we're talking about a move that wasn't expected, Alex Cora, I tip my cap. They were ready for that.
And you already brought it up, Keith, and I just don't understand it. And I know it's a lousy one half inning of 162 games. But bases loaded in that little league park with no outs. And
there you go, right there.
The game was over. The game was over right there. Everybody could have gone home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the game was over. I just can't stand it when they do that. You know, put the ball in play, will you?
Just not good. Not good at bats, and not watching the bat before you, and not just trying to realize in the moment it's situational. You just need to cash in there, and that's baseball, Susan. But that is not Susan's brand of baseball.
I know. Here we are complaining. You know, we got the best record in baseball. We're complaining.
So
but,
what?
You know stuff.
So what? You could have the best record like we did in 2022. And then fall off the face of the earth. At least it's not August, Dom. At least these issues are glaring in June, and they're not going quietly. So the New York Yankees will have to do something about it. The New York Mets continue to mash. Thanks for the call, Dom. Brandon Nimmo just goes out and gets those two runs back from Robbie Grossman. Take John Gray out. They're just leaving this man there to die. It is now 9-2 after the Nimmo two-run shot to right field, getting those two runs back that quick. You can't tell me these are not the Grimettes. Dwayne is in Union, New Jersey. Dwayne, you're on the Fan in New York.
My guy, KM.
I know you're having a good time, brother. I know you're feeling it.
Hey, listen, man. I want more runs. I got Peterson on the mound. I want more runs. Hey, man, call them the Grimettes. Call them whatever you want to call them, man. After May, when I called you and I was optimistic and said June was coming, June's here, okay? And there's a lot of things that, first, let me just say this. I'm a Mindy fan. He's proven that he can manage this team. He's a young manager. We know his pedigree, where he learned from. We know that. Met fans, be okay with that, okay? Let's go Yankee Mets, whatever. I don't have a problem with that either.
LGYM.
That's right. The move putting Lindor at the top of this lineup, my God, what a move it has been. Frankie's hot, man. He's playing like we need him to play. One of the main reasons I wanted to call with this streak, Francisco Alvarez. All we heard about when this kid was in the minors was about his bat.
Yeah.
We don't know about his glove. We don't know how he's going to handle pitchers. This kid handles pitchers amazingly. He challenges the pitchers. There was a game last week where he told the pitcher right from behind the dish, get that ball up.
Sean Manaea, yep.
Next pitch was up, strikeout. And he just has a presence about him that he wanted to learn English so that he could speak without a translator. He's a leader.
He's
this
the guy.
This kid makes a difference for this team. We have to realize it. It's early. Yes, it's very early in his career, but he's proving a lot to us.
Yeah.
And I love the way he's doing it. One thing I love about Stearns and Mindy, if you are not producing, they're getting you out of here. Nito, 12 years, get out of here. Navarez, get out of here.
There's standards
now. This Torrens has been good for the Mets.
Luis Torrens, of course.
He's been good. So I'm optimistic. I'm happy. You know I love Seve. I'm ready to watch him again his next time on. And don't trade Seve at the deadline. He's one that you sign and keep because you got to have a rotation. But, hey, let's go Mets, Grim Mets, whatever. I didn't like Grimace as a kid. I'm loving him now. He got us a win at the City Connect Purple. Hey, man, let's go Mets. Hey, KM, man, always a pleasure, my friend. You have a great night.
Dwayne, you're the man, bro. Keep rocking. So, you know, Dwayne is a diehard Mets fan. He goes up there, and he called me after Daryl Strawberry had his day, and he wasn't down. That's why I said I must have triggered him when I said, shout out to you if you never stop believing. Shout out to you if it's there isn't any jumping back on the bandwagon. You were in it for the long haul, and now you're being proven right. Now it's paying off. Now you're watching a Mets game where they're up 9-2 in the fourth inning. You speak about Lindor leading off. He's already got three hits on the night. Nimmo's got three RBI. DJ Stewart's got three RBI. Alonso, two RBI. They're smacking these guys. These are the defending world champs. Right, all the pleasantries before the game with DeGrom and all the talk about DeGrom. Yeah, well, DeGrom can't help him, but DeGrom supposedly threw today out there. Whatever. These Mets look different. These Mets have nothing to lose. These Mets are the Grimettes and the Yankee Mets. LGYMLGG. 888-808-1019. How many times do you hear me say my favorite Met, which I never had a favorite Met ever growing up because I didn't watch the Mets, but since I watched the Mets is a part of the job. My favorite Met is Francisco Alvarez, El Troll. And I spoke about him when we were talking about Jorge Lopez and they, you know, left him out to die with no translator. I gave him props. He's in the minor leagues. They ask him about the situation. And in English, he gives the best answer he could. He gave a better answer than Pete Alonso. This young man understands all of it. He understands how important he is behind the plate. Right, he takes on English as a second language, wants to talk to reporters. Last year, I don't know if it was a Buck thing, because Buck likes veterans. They didn't want him breaking camp with the team, spring training. They said he wasn't ready. And then later on in the season, you hear Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, two Hall of Fame starting pitchers that you were paying the mega millions. They both gave him the vote of confidence. They both spoke to how good he is behind the plate calling the game. And now you're seeing that. There is a huge difference between the Mets with that young man in the lineup, behind home plate, and in the clubhouse because he's a competitor. He's a dog. He's a winner. He wants to compete, and they're making a fuss last year about this guy bat flipping. I don't care. That is the climate we're in. That is today's time. You need more guys like that are going to play with some fire and some energy, and I think that is also contagious. Winning is contagious, but like, the effort and the energy, the will to win. TWTW, you hear me reference all the time. Some people got it, some people don't. He's got it. And now that's making everybody else around him better. The pitching staff and the hitters in his lineup. That's another knock for Pete Alonso, who could not wait to get to Texas. Had the full getup. Cowboy hat, shirt tucked in, boots, tight jeans. Do your thing, Alonso. Not too late for you to raise your stock. As just last week, everybody's talking about trading you to the Yankees, the Mariners, or well, who knows? They hold the pen. Mets fans, call me up as this game. I mean, you have to be having fun. And something that I'll say about these Mets as well, they score runs. They score runs. And as long as the bullpen's not blowing it, it's, I don't know. Looking different out here. Let's go, Mets! Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, three or four Yankee points if I can. Mm-hmm. Number one, excuse me, sorry about that. Number one, I fully expect the Yankees to call up either Ben Rice or T.J. Rumfeld. T.J. is hitting .305, five home runs, and supposedly is an excellent defensive first baseman. Rice has got more power. He's got 15 home runs, 9 stolen bases, and Rumfeld had 35 RBIs, and Rice has approximately around the same thing. The only question is, I don't know how Rice plays first base. I think he'll initially go with DJ, but I fully expect one of those two kids to be called up by tomorrow.
I think there's so much value in Rice. I actually did see a clip of him missing a ball thrown to him at first while Cole was on the mound. I think there's so much potential value in Ben Rice down the road. They're not going to mess with that. They're not calling him up early.
What about TJ?
Maybe him. I don't know what his service time is like. I got to look that up. I just feel like they're going to go towards having a veteran, having a first baseman that's been in the league, done it before, than going with a young guy, whether they pick somebody up, whether they go with DJ until they could trade for somebody. I just think that's what they're going to end up doing.
Well, I agree with you. I think they're initially going to go with DJ, but I think they're going to call up one of those guys as a guy to have on the bench and spell DJ. Second point, it's one thing for fans to overreact, but when I read an article by John Heyman today saying Yankees show cracks in Boston, Mr. Heyman, have you noticed who has the best record in the major leagues? Yeah, they lost 2 games. Big deal. Yeah, Boston stole 9 bases. It happens during the season. The one thing, it's driving me crazy now. Now, I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but I'm 64 years old. And I remember when good teams lose a couple of games, lose a series, then nobody goes into all-out panic. And because of internet, media coverage, all sports radio, if you lose 2 games, the world's coming to an end. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't do it. Not with these guys. Not after the 50 wins and joy that they've given us. Not the multiple win streaks and sweeping teams. Bruce, thank you so much for the call, man. I got to read that John Heyman article, and I have it actually in my notes, but I saw the headline, like you said, Yankees still need help for Aaron Judge and Soto with cracks starting to show. I'm just like, what are we talking about, man? It's baseball. They got. You tip your cap to your opponent and say, yeah, you had a game plan and executed, and you got the best of us on Sunday Night Baseball. You take the series. Congrats. Doesn't mean they're better than them. Doesn't mean that these are issues that we need to be alarmed about and say, well, this is why the Yankees can't win the World Series. And how many months from now, things are going to change. Naturally, things are going to be changing because guys get hurt. But yeah, you can't just rely on Soto and Judge in the outfield. The infield defense has to be better. The pitching has to be better. Preparedness for a situation like last night has got to be better. All right, now we're getting some Mets calls. We've obviously got Yankees calls. We're going to continue, and coming up at 10 is Deesha Thosar. She's going to talk to us about the Mets, about what's going on in this run. Maybe she knows some stuff outside of Grimace that created this change. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're about halfway through my 5-hour KM to AM sprint. Thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Now we're at the halfway mark, 9:30-ish. Keith McPherson on the Fan till midnight, talking about the Yankees and the Grimets. And these Grimets are balling. Top of the fifth here. They got John Gray up out of there. Bottom of the order looking to do some damage here with no outs in the fifth. They're up 7 runs. It's 9-2. looking for win 6 of the streak and more talk of how did we end up here? Is it the Grimace first pitch? Is it Francisco Alvarez? Is it the change in the lineup? Is it Edwin Diaz coming back? Is it the team meeting? Is it the baseball gods realizing when Jorge Lopez threw his glove into the stands, this was rock bottom? And we got to give these Mets fans a little bit of a break. J.D. Martinez has come alive. Pete Alonso is getting it done. Lindor, obviously, offensively, defensively leading the charge. Brandon Nimmo. So at least you're getting what you want from that core of Mets. At least you're getting what you want out of the guys that are getting paid, you know. You're also getting contributions from a guy like DJ Stewart, right? You're also getting contributions. Jeff McNeil's got 1 hit. Mark Vientos got 1 hit. Jeff McNeil's got to be the guy to really turn it up and turn it on, batting 9th for you to feel good about where you are for real. Francisco Alvarez just got on base. So things are turning up a lot better than they were for the Mets, and you hope that this continues so that they can stack some wins, get to 500, And then what are we talking about? We're talking about whether they're going for it at the deadline, which I think they probably will, you know. If they keep winning, if they keep playing like this, they're going to be buyers and they're going to be looking to make that wild card. That's better than losing and kicking the can down the road and wasting a whole season of your life, a whole summer of your life. Like, when I came in on Saturday, I was going to lead Yankees. I reversed course and I went Mets because I took the train in. My wife had the car. My mom was up visiting. And my mom dropped me off. I took the train. And what I noticed on the train was a lot of Mets fans getting on at every stop, going up to the game on Saturday. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go Mets. These are the Grim Mets. Since Grimace popped up with that purple mascot blob, and, you know, it's just, it's fun. It's baseball. It makes it a little bit more fun to not point to certain players returning, right? Because it's a team. You don't want to say it's all Francisco Alvarez. It's all the change in the lineup. It's all the, no, it's so much more fun to say, since this fuzzy purple blob got on the mound at Citi Field, where we were all kind of thinking, why Grimace? Not Ronald McDonald, not the hamburger, not the whole crew. Grimace specifically pulled up and has changed the Mets' fortunes. 888-808-1019. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. Deesh is going to be on at 10. Let's take these Yankee calls. You know the Yankee fans got something to say after losing 2 to Boston. Peter in Waterbury, Connecticut. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Time for that beer.
My guy, welcome back. How are you?
All right, real good. How was your Father's Day? What did you do?
I tried to lay low. I was just telling Marco, you know, it's funny. You know, I had someone on Twitter say to me, like, oh, you were radio silent during the Red Sox game. You know, I'm a Red Sox fan. I was hoping to hear from you on Twitter. I'm like, it's not my job to tweet every game. It's my job to be on air. I went to sleep. I take advantage of the time that I can sleep because I'm the nighttime host. I don't sleep during the week. So I told my wife, I don't want to do much. I'm here. I'm hanging out. I literally said to my wife, what do you want to do? I said, I want to look at my son. I am marveling at what my son is becoming. So her dad came up. We got some food. We linked up with some other people. We went out. We took some pictures. It was a nice weather day, a good day, and the day was past. And like I said, I don't even know. I think I might have fell asleep in the fifth inning of the game last night. I could not care less.
There you go. Time to just to chill.
Yeah, the Yankees usually play these games even like Saturday night. Now I was going to sleep on a Saturday night. I was definitely sipping on Saturday night, having a good Saturday night. But like Saturday night wasn't a game that you could cut out early on. I just could feel last night was, and I was like, all right, I'm going to catch some Z's.
Yep. After that, bases loaded and no out, that was the killer.
And that's fine. Yeah. We will forget about it by this time tomorrow when we're in a battle with the Orioles.
Yeah, well, I'm looking to Minnesota when they I think it's going to be Minnesota on August 20th for John Sterling giveaway T-shirt.
That's the next game you said you're looking at?
Yeah, it's like I can't get too many games, you know.
No, but, understandable. Yeah, I said I was looking for you on Juan Soto jersey giveaway night. You'll be there for the John Sterling. I didn't even know there was a John Sterling giveaway.
Yeah, it's going to be August 20th, John Sterling T-shirt giveaway. And I may have to go alone. So far, I haven't been able to find it, you know, because I don't have a car. And if I can't somebody, I'll treat them kids to tickets if I can get a ride in. But if not, I'll pick a train. And where's another good section if I want to bump into you?
I don't know. Our WFAN seats are usually behind home plate, like 120 to 124. They treat us really good with those seats. They're probably really expensive. The bleachers, I'm always at the bleachers for roll call or just to pop in on the gang. It's easy to find me, but it's also tough to find me because there's so many people. I don't know. We'll try it again. When you buy your tickets, tell me and, you know, call the show and let me know specifically what section you're in and I'll come looking for you. Like I said, I was looking for you that night. I just, you know, never seen you before. Couldn't pick you out of a lineup.
Yeah, no, I definitely wanted to hook up with you. And a little off baseball, but looking at the women's basketball, what do you think about Caitlin Clark, her not being a USA team? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I never really watched their hoop. Thanks for the call, Peter. I never watched a game. I'm not going to hold you. I've never watched a Caitlin Clark basketball game. I've seen the highlights and stuff, but I've never sat down to watch her at Iowa or for the Indiana Fever. I'm not a WNBA fan. I'm not a women's college basketball fan. I'm not the guy to ask. I know there's a ton of conversation about her. I wish it would end because there's just all these subsets and just so much about race, and I don't think it's that black and white, pun intended. But her not being on Team USA is fine. I think the closest thing I thought was when Christian Laettner was on the Dream Team. Right? Wasn't that like Christian Laettner came out of Duke and he was a rookie? He was on the Dream Team. Like, her not being on Team USA, and maybe they don't deem her good enough to play with those girls that are on there, those women that are on there. I don't know if any other rookies are on, but like I said, I'm not a WNBA fan. I don't have the capacity. Like, WNBA plays when MLB is playing, and clearly I'm a baseball fan, Yankee fan. It's just every time I hear her name come up, I feel bad for the little girl. She's just a young girl, man. Like, I feel bad for her that people use her name to have all these divisive conversations on air, on TV, on radio, on podcasts, and it seems like it's never ending. I can't wait for it to stop. I think I was jokingly going back and forth with, was it Stan Verrett on Twitter? Just because I was on Twitter and I had a few drinks. And let me see if I could go back to what he said. And like, sometimes I'll be on Twitter loaded and I like don't even care because it's like, it's Twitter. It's not real. You guys place a lot of stuff on Twitter. So Stan Verrett, who I have a ton of respect for, he's living the dream. One of my dreams is always to host SportsCenter. He's a co-anchor on SportsCenter LA, black dude doing his thing. And so he said, they hate Caitlin Clark because she's white and straight. Mob only, oh, okay, I said, he said they hate Caitlin Clark because she's white and straight. Mob only say that because they desperately want to see the world in a, I don't know, it's not even worth talking about. It's so dumb. What I said to him, though, is like he made it seem like there is some type of barrier to entry if you're straight and white in the WNBA. That's what I'm saying. This thing has so many subsets. Now it's not just race. It's your sexuality. And it's getting super layered and snowballing into a place that, like, you know, sports is supposed to be about one thing. So anyway, I reply to his little paragraph where he says something like, to her credit, she apparently doesn't fall into that, and she's rejected being used for that purpose. It doesn't matter. Her name is already being used. And I said, wow, she broke the white and straight barrier and Pistol Pete's record, like completely trolling and joking around. And he said there was never any barrier to begin with. Like, she's not the first straight white girl. Sabrina Ionescu exists, plays right here for the New York Liberty. Kelsey Plum exists, who had a similar type of college trajectory into the league and is now a champion. I don't know. This whole Caitlin Clark thing sucks. It's like, what I ended up saying to him, the last thing I said to him to close the conversation, I said, only thing left for her to do is figure out how to dominate. Then what can they say? Figure out how to dominate. And she can't do that alone because it's a team sport. The Indiana Fever have to put the team around her that will enable her to be able to get her shot off, get her passes off, similar to how they did that at Iowa. But for this conversation to end, for this conversation to stop snowballing into a bunch of different things, divisive things on race and sexuality and all this other nonsense with the WNBA, which, good, no publicity such as bad publicity, right? People are talking about the WNBA. People are watching the WNBA. It's not me. Still ain't got me. Still haven't found the one to reel me in. I still haven't found the one player that's going to make me say, I'm not watching the Yankees tonight. I'm about to watch the WNBA. But good. They're making more money. There's more people buying tickets. There's more conversation. I just hope that the girl finds her way in the league. She's a rookie, but I hope she finds her way in the league to dominate and shut up all the critics. And it's like, once you dominate, then yeah, of course, in 4 years, you'll be on Team USA. And if you dominate, what can they say about you? Because that's the great thing about sports, right? It's the great equalizer. Whether you're black, white, gay, or straight, if you dominate, they got to lead with that. 888-808-1019. Back to the Yankees conversation. Let's go to Max in Brooklyn. Max, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick point about Rizzo. But before that, I just wanted to say that I was looking at they put out the players for the All-Star game, and the Yankees, excluding second base, the Yankees have one player in each of the top five.
Of course, because they have mostly people voting. The Yankees, have a ton of fans voting, and a lot of people recognize the Yankees. The Yankees are so famous, they don't need names on the back of their jerseys. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a good group. Luis Gil will be out there, maybe Carlos Rodon. Clay Holmes will be out there. Aaron Judge will be out there. Juan Soto will be out there.
And if the fans go together, and you might have a chance of Carlos Stanton being out there again also.
Might have Stanton at DH.
But I wanted to say a point about Anthony Rizzo, and I suppose he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to be down for a couple months.
Yeah, so this might be the Yankees. How do I hate to say it this way, but it might be one of the better things that happened this year if the Yankees work on this the right way, because this is a great way of getting a trade for a first baseman without losing Anthony Rizzo's presence in the clubhouse. And if they can make a good trade without trading Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it that way, because it's tough to see Yankee fans saying, like, this is a blessing in disguise. This is great. It's like you don't want to see the guy get hurt because he is such a factor in the clubhouse and with the captain.
Right, but
this is a way where he can't be salty about you acquiring a guy. Like, he can't turn, let's say, everybody wants to play, everybody wants to compete. He can't show emotion in that way if he physically can't play. They have to do something about it now. They have to make a trade now. They have to bring somebody in now. And you won't lose him in the clubhouse because he'll understand, man, I'm on the shelf for 2 months. Like, I'm coming back at this rate
Keith. You're doing a great job.
Thanks for the call, Max. 888-808-1019. Yes, you don't celebrate injury, but we can say that Anthony Rizzo, before this Royals series, he was shut down. And they were giving him rest. And they were trying to figure out what's wrong with him. In the Dodger series, he was zero. And that first game of the Royal Series, I think he sat. And then he came back and he homered. And, he's looked better at the plate. He's looked better in the field, making some running plays. But, man, like, everything happens how it's going to happen. That's how many times were we talking about, they need a six-man rotation? No, they don't. Clark Schmidt is down. Garrett Cole is going to slide in right where Cody Poteet was. There's too many outfielders. Where's Dominguez going to go? He's going to go to AAA. He's going to continue working out at AAA and getting at bats and working on his craft, and he's hurt. So he's going to have to sit down for a little bit, but he's going to stay at AAA. These things work themselves out. Rizzo's not good enough to be our everyday first baseman. He can't be now. So what say you, Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees? DJ LeMahieu every day? This balanced lineup you had, this balanced lineup, this consistent lineup, yeah, that takes it. There's one of the lefties out of your lineup. Let's see what they do. 888-808-1019. Call me up and tell me what they should do. Nobody's called to talk about Jose Abreu yet and good, because I don't think that's the move. I don't care if you're picking him up for the league minimum. He's cooked. You don't fix a problem with a similar problem. Like, you don't go and get another old, aging first baseman that doesn't have it anymore. It's got to be one of two things, if not both. Somebody that can hit, or somebody that is just a stalwart, someone that's just absolutely lights out, athletic at first base, doesn't miss a beat. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Not trying to miss too many beats tonight. Call me up and tell me what we should be talking about, what I've left out. I mean, the Celtics, I don't even care. Doesn't matter. I told you the Celtics are not losing tonight. Like, it was a gentleman's sweep. They're now up 67-46 at halftime. So they're going to be celebrating in Boston again. And here in New York, we wait for a parade. And if you have any doubts about the Yankees being able to bring that parade here, I'm here to tell you that, good, this is the time you should have doubts and things will change. KM to AM returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, And don't look now, but the Mets score another two runs to make it 11-2. Keep McPherson on the fan till midnight. Let's go quickly here. I've got 5 minutes to take a couple calls, and then we got a break and bring in Disha Thesar. She writes for Fox Sports. She covers the Mets. She's a friend of mine, and we're going to powwow and chat about the Mets at 10 o'clock. Let's go to Andrew in Far Rockaway. Andrew, you're on the fan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was seeing things about potentially getting Jonathan India up to the Yankees, which I don't really agree with because he's another shortstop and he's not having such a great season. But what about third baseman Ryan McMahon from the Rockies? He has 12 homers. He's batting .265. He does not have a big contract at all.
Yeah, Ryan McMahon's name has come up just as much as it seems like Mason Miller. I haven't heard too much about Jonathan India. He's obviously not coming here to play shortstop. Maybe he's going to play third base. I just saw J.D. Davis is getting DFA'd by the Oakland A's. Maybe they try and take a look there. I've mentioned Jose Abreu. I don't think they go there. Something's happening. I would like to be surprised, and I would like to be pleasantly surprised. It might not be a household name. Brian is in West Palm. Brian, you're on the fan.
How you doing, Keith? Really kind of sad about Anthony Rizzo, but yeah. I think there's good news. I don't think the Yankees have to go out of the organization. They have a kid I've been watching. I have the MLB TV, so I've been watching Scranton and Somerset. They have a kid, Ben Rice, with Scranton. I think he could fit in there, you know, in the short term. So they don't have to be
my only
running
my
out.
Only thing, Brian, is he started off the season in AAA, right, or in AA. Now he's in AAA, and now we're going to send him to the like that's a fast track.
I understand, but, I mean, other teams know the Yankees need a first baseman. It's gonna, they're going to hold the Yankees up for more than, you know, in a trade. You know, that's
I don't know. I think they'd just be more inclined to pick up a veteran, add a veteran, trade for a veteran than to mess with this kid's development because he is like, I don't want to say he's a lock. Prospects or suspects, but from what I've seen from his swing, what I read, like I said, Brian Hoke, I get those emails. Brian Hoke just wrote an article about him. He is a part of the Yankees' future. He's a catcher turned into a first baseman. He's playing first base because I think they project to have him at first base maybe next year. I don't know. I can't speak to the Yankees' development and how quickly they're going to bring him up, but I wouldn't. Thanks for the call, Brian. I wouldn't panic and be like, send this kid up. He wasn't supposed to be on that path this year. Let's go to Moses out in Brooklyn. Moses, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I think the Yankees should trade for Josh Naylor from the Guardians.
No way. No way. You're probably looking at his contract. No way do they give him up. They can afford him, and he's been having a monster year, and he's a huge part of the reason why the Guardians are in first place like they are. And you remember the whole Gerrit Cole rock the baby? He's not welcome here. I don't know how that would work.
How about Guerrero from the Blue Jays? I mean, I don't see that because he's like the leader of the team, you know?
Yeah, he's another one that's just like he's spoken too much. Thanks for the call about the Yankees. He's gone out of his way to put the Yankees in his mouth in a negative light. Last call before we go to break. OC in Freeport, you're on the fan. You got it.
What's up, Keith, brother? Oh, my God. How you doing, brother? Happy Father's Day. You just had a kid, right?
Yeah. It's my second Father's Day. He's going on 15 months. He's still very new.
Oh, I thought it was. And you've been on the fan, what, for like 2 years? I'll make it quick, brother.
Yeah, 2.5 going on 3. You got it.
Oh, nice. Now, dude, I just tuned in. I listen to you all the time, bro. You helping save my life, man. I work in recovery, and like, we're brain surgeons. That's what we do, right? Like,
wow.
We don't open up brains, but we're still brain surgeons, right?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask you, happy Father's Day. I hope everything's going well. I love you, man. Yo, I tuned in, and you were talking about Caitlin Clark, and you basically were like, yo, she's a gangster, but they don't want her to be one. And,
that was awesome, bro.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. I respect her gangster. I just hate that, like, all of these other narratives have come out. And I'm waiting to the point where the team gets better around her and she can be herself and she dominates because then that's all they'll have to lead with is, like, yo, she dropped 40 points. Like,
Yes, sir. And, like, it's so funny. I know you mentioned it's real serious stuff we're talking about. But you said, like, she's the best female basketball player of all time, and you said, "Yo, we have to wait college. Until she dominates." That's gangster.
Yeah,
so
but
brother,
dude,
I have one quick question.
Anybody that dominates the college level, we have to wait and see what they become at the next level. We can't just crown them, and that's why it seems like a lot of people are upset because there are other women that came before her that had to earn it, and they didn't get the same light. But what I look at her as, she's the golden goose. She's bringing the college light to the pro game that you've been waiting for. And it seems like everybody wants to kill her, take her head off, and talk about her. When she dominates, and mark my words, they're going to find a way to get this girl to be able to shoot her shot and dominate, then the conversation changes completely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And real quick, Angel Reese, who I love, has got to calm down a little bit. She's got to calm down.
I don't know, sharing time, right? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not well versed. Angel Reese, I've never seen her hoop either. I wasn't watching these college games. I'm not into women's basketball. And if you are great, and I wish them all the success. Me as a sports fan, I didn't watch hockey for years. I'm into it now. Maybe I could potentially get into WNBA, but I don't watch it, so I can't speak on. Like, Angel Reese has to calm down. Calm down what? I don't know.